Shocking news from the Los Angeles Times last week. There's a national movement to tax what might be considered the most delicious, most emotionally satisfying, most colorful food group ever, the junk food group. Some may celebrate, but there are those who are fraught with worry. Imagine the burdens on the legal system that such a tax would generate. Now, it's probably true that those who've spent their share of Friday evenings sampling sweet and savory taste treats are hardly unbiased. But to me, it's tough to classify in a legal sense what makes one food junk over another. In a quick read through the nearly 200 court decisions that mention the phrase junk food, some judges, for example, have suggested that donuts fit nicely into the junk food category. Donuts, even the cream-filled kind, which has got to be some sort of transcription error. The courts forced to analyze such foods are usually deciding child custody cases or prisoners' rights cases. One caregiver argues that the other has done the kids wrong by feeding them, and this is an actual example, bologna sandwiches. Or a prisoner complains that the commissary sells nothing but junk food and asks the court to intervene in some way. Those are the classic junk food analyses done by courts. And okay, maybe it's pretty easy to classify as junk food an item like the wondrous mystery that is cotton candy. But imagine a law that levies a tax on every single bit of junk food sold in a state. Clearly, if we tax such an open-to-interpretation food group, legislators and ultimately courts will act as quasi-dietitians, offering helpful guiding words to lead us to good health. Take a Maine statute that suggests that candy is junk food. What about chocolate made with healthy things like nuts and milk and sprinkles? Now, you might think that it's over the top for the government to resort to the tax stick to steer the unvirtuous to eat more carrots, but it's been done before. Just ask the National Soft Drink Association. Back in the early 80s, it sued government officials over regulations restricting soda pop in schools. Soft Drink Association officials argued that it was unfair to punish pop when other foods like, and I'm quoting here, canned pears, fruit cocktail, raisins, baked apples, pies, donuts, soups, and crackers had similar nutritional value, which is to say very little. The court decided that there was good enough reason to categorize certain foods as less healthful under the circumstances. But what the association's argument shows is that one person's trash food is another's treasure chest of chocolate coins wrapped in golden foil, softened just a bit from the warmth of a hand. Besides, how bad would it look for Illinois should we tax junk food? We have an official state snack food here, and I'm pretty sure that popcorn, made the way many of us like it best, would qualify as junk to some. I'm Amy Guida.